Thank you. The identification of the parties. Before we begin the argument, would the parties identify themselves for the record, who they are and who they represent?
Yes. Good evening, members of the board. My name is Costa Carestenzi from Bicentaire Bodine. With me today is Peter McEntee from Bicentaire Bodine. We represent the respondents that are attached in Exhibit A to the ALJ's decision, which numbers approximately 270 certificate employees who were issued layoff notices and went through the layoff proceeding.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Dulcinea Grantham, and I'm an attorney with Lozano Smith, and I represented the district during its certificated layoff proceeding.
Thank you. Dear members of the board, as you know, I represent approximately 270 teachers of this school district or certificate employees of this school district who were issued layoff notices by March 15th and are slated to be laid off by May 15th. I'm here as their representative to give a voice to them and to ask you to and urge you not to acquiesce to the superintendent's proposal to reject the ALJ's decision. As this board knows, the ALJ heard all the evidence in this matter. There were several days of hearing in which several of the respondents came and testified, and the ALJ, who is impartial, versed in layoff law, and knows these issues, gave a decision that should be upheld by this board. Before I talk about my main points I would like to make on why this board should adopt the ALJ decision and not go forward with rejecting it against the law and potentially putting this school district at risk for further litigation, I'd like to raise a couple of issues that disturb me about tonight. What tonight is about is whether or not the school district and the superintendent properly laid off my clients, the certificated respondents who got a layoff notice. Tonight is not about whether or not this board says no to priority schools. That is not the case. That's not what the respondents are saying. That's not what the judge is saying. None of the priority school teachers received layoff notices by March 15th. As you are aware, under the Education Code, and I'm sure as all the administrators of Sac City are aware, and the principals of those schools are aware, that by not getting layoff notices, none of these teachers, the priority school teachers, are going to be laid off, nor are we asking that they be laid off. We want more teachers to be employed. We want all the teachers to be employed. We don't want any teachers to be laid off. So what disturbs me about that is that what we have today when we walked into this hearing room is teachers from several schools sort of pitted against teachers from other schools and at the behest of their principals. And I believe that is reprehensible because nothing about today is about whether or not the priority schools are wrong. No one is saying that the priority schools are wrong. They're effective and they serve a good purpose. No one is saying that the teachers at the priority schools are not good teachers. What we're saying is what the layoff process is about is whether or not Sac City properly laid off the employees at question. And when you lay off employees in question, there are certain rules under the Education Code that the school district must follow. The judge found that those rules were not followed, and by that order would mean that 57 to 60 more certificated teachers would have their layoff notices rescinded. That's what we're talking about today. A certain large number will still be laid off. That's not going to change. But what we're talking about today in terms of the proposed changes to the decision by the superintendent is whether or not 57 to 60 more teachers are rescinded. And when we're talking about the benefit of the kids, I think it's clear for everybody, I'm sure we would all agree, that more teachers is better for the students of the school district. That having more teachers to provide education to the students of the school district is better. And therefore, there is no relevance, and I'm not saying that to be detrimental to the priority school people, but there's no relevance to saying that their skip should be upheld. That's what not this hearing is about. What this hearing is about, whether or not the district properly applied layoff law. And the judge found that it did not in certain respects, and it did in other respects. And it was a well-reasoned decision that this board should not acquiesce to the superintendent's direction and change that decision. Finally, on that same point, what I'd like to say is there's a lot of teachers that I've heard talk, both during the hearing, nearly 30 respondents came and talked, and today we're hearing a lot of teachers talk. And I guess the one thing you could be proud of is that you have a lot of teachers that are very articulate and well-spoken. I think they all present very good points. And the points that they're all presenting is that they want to be there for their students. That's what the respondents who were laid off want to be, and that's what the priority school teachers want to be. And no one is saying that should not happen. As a general thing, we hope that no layoffs occur. We hope that the budget gets changed and that the legislature and the people of California come to the reality of saying, hey, make education first, and hopefully with that, the board will be able to keep all of its employees. So what I want to really make clear here is because we do have a large contingency of folks feeling somehow that their jobs are at risk, which they're not, and they were told that by some of their principals improperly, but feeling that and coming up and saying, hey, do not adopt the ALJ's decision. Well, that's not what today's about. Today's about whether or not, tonight is about whether or not the district followed the law in skipping and in laying off the certificate employees that were given notices of layoff. The judge went through countless hours of testimony, countless hours of legal argument, and pored over that record for over a week and made a decision. And that decision should not be disturbed. So going now to my next point, I want to group my comments into three main categories. First, I want to discuss why due process, fairness, and equity mandate that you do not proceed with this superintendent's proposal to adhere or change the judge's decision. Second, I want to address why the ALJ's decision to invalidate the skips is proper under the law and the record before you, and that the only reasonable thing to do is to adopt that decision. Third and finally, on behalf of the respondents, I will pose to you that by going through with this recommendation, this board would be then collectively and individually stating that the judge's decision to the contrary and the controlling law to the contrary and facts to the contrary was wrong. Basically, this board would be saying that senior teachers who have vast experience, knowledge, and training to deal with disadvantaged youth and provide effective teaching to those youths are incompetent to teach at the priority schools or in other schools that were skipped. As a judge recognized, you cannot make such a finding under the law and facts. And you should be aware that if you change her decision, you are saying just that, that the senior teachers that all came here, were here late at night, were talking about their passion to teach, their desires to teach, the training that they've had, the experience that they've had, what you would be saying is that they're not competent to teach in the priority schools. And that is not true under the law and under the facts. And if you proceed with that decision, you do risk in litigation because we have a decision by a judge, a decision by a judge saying that the skips were invalid. And of course, the teachers that were hopeful that their were layoffs would be rescinded would feel compelled then that litigation would be the next thing to do. And that could cost hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, depending on the back pay and attorney's fees that the school district would have to pay out. So given those things, I think weighing all those things, the decision is easy for you. The decision is bring back more teachers. It helps the school district, it helps the students, and it doesn't lead you down a path of more cost, expense, and turmoil. Now, going to my first group of by due process mandates that you adhere to the judge's decision, I want to just recap for you what has happened in case some of you may not be aware of the whole process. The layoff notices went out by March 15th. After that, each of the effective teachers, those 435 layoff notices that went out, each of those teachers that felt that they wanted to audit and make sure that that process was done correct had to request a hearing. Over 270 did that. They then were served with accusations, legal documents called accusations, and they then filed notices of defense. After all these deadlines that these teachers had to adhere to and these certificated employees had to adhere to, there was a hearing. That hearing went well into the night from Tuesday through Friday, April 24th to 27th, and concluded with closing arguments all day on Monday, April 30th. My clients participated in that process diligently because they thought there was a point or a purpose. They provided information to us, answered emails and calls during weekends and late nights, juggled both their professional and home life so they can be at the hearings, and layered their faith into a system that they hoped would provide them an opportunity to hear their voice and their plea that their layoff was not fair. The judge on Tuesday sent her decision and invalidated a majority of the skips under the law. Respondents understandably finally felt some relief, and a good portion of these teachers excitedly believed that they would have their jobs back and look forward to a summer of certainty versus another summer of uncertainty and upheaval. Their jobs back, not the priority school jobs, their jobs back. But that was taken out from the under from the teachers yesterday when the superintendent, in a special board meeting, proposed to this board to reject the ALJ's decision and the sound reasoning of that decision.